Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are very delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And now you can listen to our show as a podcast. Just go out to EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Today, we're going to be welcoming back Tara McMullen to our show. Tara is a freelance writer, an editor, a coordinating producer of the University of Notre Dame's Emmy Award-winning What Would You Fight For?, a beautiful video series. She is an Air Force pilot spouse and the mother of three children. And after growing up in the Chicagoland area, she attended the University of Notre Dame, where she earned her Bachelor of Arts in English and French, and she grew into her faith. She now lives wherever the Air Force sends her and her family. And today she's here to speak with us about a beautiful book that she wrote, The Home Front Devotional, and how Scripture, the lives of the saints, and the Catechism can show how faith can be a steadfast anchor amid the shifting tides of military life. We had a beautiful conversation with Tara yesterday.
And I'd like to say that her fighter pilot husband has been deployed to watch the children tonight.
Yes, so and so that's he is in active duty right now, taking care of those three beautiful children, supporting his wife as she goes to another task that God has gifted her with. And she's a great writer, and so she's going to be on our show today talking about a great subject of how to maintain and for some endure, but you want to survive and thrive in your life as being a military wife. And so it's a great
and she says you
devotional.
Do that through immersing yourself in the soil of faith. So she goes to all these different things that every military person can relate to, and many of us who aren't military, and then she takes the faith aspect for 12 chapters. So you have to embrace Jesus Christ and the teaching of the church and faith, and you will blossom where you are. You will make it through the hardest of things. So this is great. I love what EWTN does when it focuses on things that we're not hearing a lot about, like a companion guide for military families to help nurture them and walk with them, that they would have a companion in this way.
Excellent.
So we'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. The Home Front Devotional. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Well, our guest is Tara McMullen. She's the author of The Home Front Devotional. Now, Tara, we had a great show with you yesterday, and you were par excellent in your interview. You did a great job. But we want you to tell our family briefly about the book and its layout and what you hope to accomplish with writing that beautiful book.
Great. So it's a devotional, but not in the traditional sense. So you're not going to read this every day. It's 12 chapters, and it's kind of divided by milestones that most military families will recognize. So we're going to start with our identity, and we're going to move into marriage, and then how do we make friends? What does parenting look like for military families? Deployment, moving, so these things that we're also used to doing. So it will open each chapter with a text, either from the Bible or from the Catechism, the lives of the saints, and then we're going to move into a personal reflection. And then we'll end with some reflection questions that you can either use in a group to share how the chapter resonated with you. You can use it with your partner to each reflect on these milestones and how it's shaped your life, your marriage, your family, or you can just do it for personal reflection. But the hope is that it helps us all grow a little closer to God, to have a little more hope in the midst of a challenging lifestyle, and obviously just to get a little closer to heaven each day.
How long has the book been out?
It launched the last week of February, and then we had a baby 2 weeks later.
Oh my gosh.
So you birth two things in February.
In quick succession.
You're a multi-birther. But the beautiful thing was, you know, you said, you know, there's 12 chapters and it helps you through milestones and everything. So you can even, as a spouse, go through that and do a chapter a month, work through it. So it's not like you said, it's not like it's a daily devotional. Because sometimes that becomes too much of a task. And you don't want it to be that.
No, and I didn't want it to be something that people are just checking the box, like, oh yeah, I did today's. No, I want you to sit with it and really reflect on, okay, we had a deployment that did not go well. It was hard for us. Why is that? What were we not doing in our faith life that was taking us away from God? Or it was interrupting our marriage. Like, I really want people to sit with these things and say, how was I changed for better or for worse by these things? And not to rush through it. Could you read a whole bunch all at once? Sure, you could. But I think it would be more fruitful if you really dwell and abide in each chapter for a while.
Yeah. Tell our family what a deployment looks like that does not go well. You shared one in the book.
So the deployment itself was okay, but yeah, that getting my husband out the door proved challenging. That we said our tearful goodbye on the runway, and I'm crying, and he's in his office, and then 5 minutes later, he's back out the door. Oh. Not today. Yeah. We're going to try again tomorrow. Yeah. So the next day we do our tearful goodbye and he goes into the building, comes back out. Nope, not today. We'll try again tomorrow. By about day five, I said, you know, it might be time to check into the hotel, the base hotel, and catch a cab because I'm not doing this again. But
That's no joke.
No.
Mm-hmm. You wrote it so well, you know, in the book, especially the first time when you really thought he was going, I mean, your emotions there, holding on to him, and then he comes back out. That's five times. Okay, so that's kind of funny now.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do you deal with that? And you say that's a milestone, these deployments. Mm-hmm. But what you learned was hope.
Hope.
Tell us about that. Hope, the necessity of hope for all people, but especially situations like this and for military families.
So yeah, it was like now it's funny, but at the time it was really an emotional roller coaster to be saying these long tearful goodbyes and then taking him back home with me and being like, why did I waste that mascara? But then we had a similar situation on the back end where I thought he was coming home and then he wasn't coming home and then I thought he was coming home and he wasn't coming home. And just remembering this is temporary. I think that is like a mantra that I keep remembering, like this isn't the forever. Heaven's the forever. So we need to be hopeful for that. And taking that sense of hope that we get in our faith life and applying it to our military life and saying, how in these moments that are really hard, where do I find hope? And during that particular deployment, we had a group of women who were very close. We were all similar ages, kind of similar places in life. And we really bonded together. And it was that group who we could be really honest with each other when we had a bad day, go sit and cry on someone's couch, but then you needed to get it together and you needed to be ready to fire again the next day. And so having that support and those people like really ushered in a sense of hope that stayed with me through those many months.
And you know, another point, we were speaking about this in the green room, and I was making the comment that my overall view of military families and people is that they are less whiners than the general population. That's my sense about it. And yet you make the point, as you're sharing now and back there as well, do you mean whining in front of everybody? You mean whining, you know, with the military families that are there? Because we do some of that there, you know, more of that there, which makes
sense.
You
got
to do it someplace. You got to be human,
right.
Real. But generally, then you just got to keep on going, almost as if you don't have much of a choice in this. You've got a duty to fulfill and you're going to fulfill it.
Exactly. Which, and in some ways, that's what the book is. It's saying, yes, I've been there. Like, I can whine with you on the couch in these chapters, but then we need to take the next step. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't wallow in that fear, that sadness. Like, those are emotions we're going to feel.
Yeah.
This is going to be hard at times.
Yes.
And you experience that and you're honest about it, but then you take it to God. And then you say, what can I learn from this? How do I grow closer to you in this?
Right. And the beautiful thing you saying about him being deployed five times and then it didn't happen. I mean, it's such a teachable moment, right? Mm-hmm. Not fun to go through, but you were able to make a chapter out of it, which is what our faith longs for us all to do. That when life gives you lemons, we want to make lemonade out of it, right? You want to say, as God does, he writes straight on all the crooked lines and just say, it's okay, this will be a teachable moment. It's going to deepen our faith. Mm-hmm. The beautiful part of this is the community, right, of where you could go and go, yeah. Do you believe this would happen? You're all angry at the same thing, right? And you could do that, where a civilian life, you can't do that with people don't have a file for all that. Mm-hmm. How difficult must this be when faith isn't involved in a family? When a woman is being, husband's being deployed and she doesn't have a faith reserve, you know what I mean? I could think that would just be even more complicated and result in a greater number of divorce.
Absolutely. Like one of the things I think of, like one of the most stressful times for me is when we're told, oh, you're eligible to move. Start telling us what you guys think you want, which is really just like a nice gesture mm-hmm. on behalf of the military. They don't always take it super seriously. But that always in me creates that like anxiety of, oh, we're gonna move, what's it gonna be? And for me, it's to take a breath and say, but God is driving.
Amen. Like
the Air Force might be making the call, but God will drive from to and from wherever they send us. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine making these big decisions or making these big sacrifices and not having that rooting us down and trusting that that is always true, no matter what is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a scripture, you know, my life is not my own. We've been bought with a price. Thanks be to God, to Jesus Christ. If you can't get to that point and you're thinking it's all about your own decision making, there's a decision making, what's right, what's wrong about that. Can you just share for a minute or two about chapter 8? You have the hard parts. Mm-hmm. I do remember reading that. You went through some really hard parts. But the lesson to be learned is, and we're all going to have hard parts, right? The lesson to be learned is shelter. And you start it in part with this scripture. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. And it goes on from there. As I think about reading your chapter, you speak about a lot of shaking going on. I mean, terrible shaking going on. But we've got to believe that there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God.
I really didn't want to gloss over.
You didn't.
The hard. I didn't want to say like, oh, military life is hard, but we make it happen, because that's not true. There are points where it can break you, and it will break you, but God is there. And that particular passage, I was already in the midst of writing this book and was experiencing just one of those moments where you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Yeah. So left my husband and kids in the evening and said, I'm going to adoration. And I sat in the back of the church, really just to cry alone. Mm-hmm. But I brought my Bible, opened it up, and it is that passage.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I did not flip to it. Like, I opened the Bible, and that was what was there. And I just thought,
that's beautiful.
God, that is an answer to a prayer. That is an answer to my call, to my plea, to say, I am here, and I will be with you. And yes, He doesn't say the mountains aren't going to shake. Mm-hmm. He says they are going to shake,
right.
But he will be there.
Right.
And so to remember that that is always the truth.
Right. And in reality, in our faith journey, in the military, not in the military, in life, we're only responsible for how we respond, right? And are we going to get angry? Are we going to curse God? Are we going to curse our husband? Are we going to curse the situation and think, I feel so forsaken, when it's not. And no matter where you go in the world, there's going to be a Catholic Church waiting for you, no matter where you go. That has to be one comforting, you know, nugget that you just say, no matter where I go, the church is waiting for me. There'll be an I can go and do adoration. I can go receive the Eucharist. I can go to confession, mm-hmm. you know, and grow and let God form you in that new place where we have to be clay in His hand and just mm-hmm. say, oh, okay, this is new, this is different, and have a good attitude about it.
Someone asked me in writing this, like, did I ever hear God? And like, I think of Mother Teresa and her Dark Night of the Soul and thinking, no, God's not going to speak to me. But then there was another moment where I'm in the back of the church in adoration, and I'm mad. And I'm like, God, why? I feel forsaken. I feel that the people you have sent me aren't loving me and I'm not loving them in the way that we're meant to? And how can I trust that I deserve your love if I don't deserve their love? And it was the only time in my life where I heard the voice and it said, I did not ask you to deserve my love. I gave it to you. Mm-hmm. And man, did that change the course of things to say, mm-hmm. I can be angry with him and he's still going to say, but I'm choosing to love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really saw something like that for the first time in the baptism of Jesus, when the voice comes and says, this is my beloved son, mm-hmm. with whom I'm well pleased. And the thought came to me, I said, he didn't do anything yet. I mean, who's got the problem here? He didn't do anything yet. Like what? I thought you gotta do so many things to get that. And we do have to do things, you know, and we have to abide by the rules and go out. But what you're saying again is the preeminent thing, the prior thing is this, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. And I set you apart to be a prophet to the nation or whatever it might be. It's his prior love. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing throughout this book. You get to the big lessons. You get to the faith lessons. He's saying, here's all the things we go through in the military. What are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with that? Is this your identity? What's happening when everything is shaken, when you lose a loved one, and so on?
Or when somebody has to have their appendix taken out. It's like, and your husband's nowhere in town.
Oh, right? That was from backstage. She didn't say that, did she? Did she say that?
No, but it's true. I mean, those are things you can't plan for. It's like, okay, so, like, that's hard.
Yeah. No, I'll tell that story. So my husband was on a work trip and had stomach pains. We were new, and so I drove myself to the ER at 4 in the morning to have my appendix removed. And I texted just a wife in the squadron who I didn't know super well, but just so someone knew where I was.
Mm-hmm. Must you die.
Yes. And I kid you not, within 45 minutes, she was in that hospital room. She had her kids with her, but she had a rosary out, and she was saying the rosary with me. Mm-hmm. She had called my husband in Las Vegas, had booked flights for him to get home. Uh-huh. People were breaking into our house to get me a bag because I didn't know I was staying at the hospital. Mm-hmm.
Like, beautiful.
A community just rallied around us, yeah. And it taught me the importance of having people to love you and walk alongside you. Yeah.
Right. And you're hoping this book will help facilitate that.
Absolutely.
To build a community, to be a companion.
And to have a true relationship. Like, sharing parts of this is very vulnerable, and I know that. I've spent my career as a journalist. I'm very comfortable asking other people questions, but sharing my own life is very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to remind myself, the vulnerability I share will hopefully allow people then to share their vulnerabilities in community with one another and develop friendships that run deep and that run through God and bring them together.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment so you could be more vulnerable. It's the Home Front Devotional, Navigate Military Life with Courage, Hope, and Faith. Hope this is a real blessing to you or somebody you know who's a military family. Maybe you're in a position of influence. You're a chaplain, you're a bishop, you're a priest, whatever. And you need to disseminate this. You need to let people know about this book. And it might be one family that buys a book, but you might have access to hundreds and thousands of military families. What are you waiting for? The Home Front Devotional, EWTNRC.com. Get the book. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up with our conversation. Tara McMullen is here with us. The Home Front Devotional that she's written, it's tremendous. So just got a couple of minutes left here. What are the key takeaways you're hoping people will take with them? And I'm thinking here of course, military families. Then I'm thinking about people who aren't in military families, but they know people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking about influencers that have access to hundreds and thousands of military families that don't know about this book. What should they be taking away?
Well, and even veterans, like there's such beauty in reflecting on how the military once shaped your life, mm-hmm. and really thinking that through. My hope is that it provides hope for people, that this lifestyle is undeniably challenging. No one is going to get on here and say, oh no, it's been easy, it's been a breeze. Like there are challenges that we meet that we don't feel prepared for. But God is always there in those moments. And if you ever have a doubt of that, you go to a Catholic church, any Catholic church, and you look at Jesus on the cross, and his arms are outstretched, and he is waiting for you. Mm. He is always alongside us in those challenges. He's yes. always alongside us in those sufferings because he suffered for us. Yes. And so bringing that hope to families to say, you are never alone. Jesus is there with you, but we're all also there with you. Like, I am walking this journey alongside you. Thousands of other families are too. And so when we can know that we are not alone, I think we're so much stronger in our faith life, in our military life, and where those two meet.
Yeah. Well.
And then your mother's yeah. heart just for your own children, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're making a sacrifice. The children are making a sacrifice. And so it's kind of like a double sword because mm-hmm. you're raising them up and you want them to be happy and healthy and holy.
Yes, and I talk in one of the chapters, I talk about service, that I want my children to someday reflect on, yes, their father's service. He signed up to do something that most Americans don't want to do. But they did too. They didn't mm-hmm. sign up for it, but I and them lived a life that was hard, and we did it at the service of other people. And isn't that what our faith asks of
yes.
us?
Mm-hmm. Those who find their lives will lose their lives, mm-hmm. and those who give their lives away, you will find your life, mm-hmm. because that's the very nature of God. Mm-hmm. In the heart of the Trinity, each giving themselves to another. So we try to protect ourselves from that service, but exactly, that's what you're saying. And the military offers that for our nation and for one another. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing so beautifully. Thank you for this Homefront devotional. Thank you for striving to build community in these families through this book as a companion, but also facilitating places where the families are, people are going to be deployed from, that they would have this there. So thank you. Hoping that there's people, military families that will benefit, but people, influencers, people who know these families and can get these books to them by the hundreds and these bases where these families are gathered together. I mean, this should be everywhere, in every library, for every family, that they could read this and say, I feel like I'm understood. I feel like I'm not alone. Somebody is walking with me through this. EWTNRC.com, The Homefront Devotional by Tara McMullen. You're an important part of this EWTN family, and you're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.